But the next part is a moment in destiny. Verses 9 to 11 says, while he is talking with them, Rachel comes with her father's sheep, for she is a shepherdess. And when Jacob sees Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother and her sheep, he goes over, rolls the stone away, waters his uncle's sheep, kisses her and begins to cry. When Jacob looks at Rachel, it's like looking into the face of an angel. He is tired. He is hot. He doesn't even speak to her. He immediately acts. He removes the stone, waters the sheep, kisses her, and begins crying. If Jacob would have done this today, we would have him arrested for harassment, and he would be classified as a predator. And if you run up on the wrong sister, she will tase you. Never mind. It's like when that pretty woman walks into the room and all of the men break their necks to offer her a seat. When they're women, never mind. It's the first level of crazy love, which is actually infatuation. It is energetic and will do anything that is required. It'll stay up all night talking on the phone, talking about nothing. Falling asleep on the phone when you're supposed to be washing dishes. I speak from experience. Going into debt buying gifts she don't need just to make her happy. Leaving family and friends at a moment's notice. This kind of love is premature and untested. It's the first level of crazy love. It's like we used to write these 4-page letters to our girlfriends, and we had a way of folding them. I don't remember how to fold them. But we would fold them in this romantic way. And when you unfolded the letter, there'd be like a heart there, a smiley face. We'd write 4-page letters. One such letter was written by a boyfriend to his girlfriend, and I happened to get the words. He said, girl, G-I-I-I-I-R-L, girl, I would expose my flesh to the rigors of nature just to see you tonight. The inclemency of unfathomable weathers, I would venture upon them just to see you, girl. I would venture upon forbidden grounds, wrestle the most ferocious lions just to see you, girl. I would swim across the Niagara, even risking my life to the limit of madness, just to see you, girl. And he goes on and on and on for 4 pages. And he concludes the letter with the disclaimer, I look forward to seeing you tonight if it doesn't rain. It's the first level of crazy love. A love that is strong in profession. But we got to be honest, it's short on substance. If this is where crazy love stops, then we can admire all of the songs in the movies. They would ride off in the sunset, and Rachel would move to the swamp, and they would live happily ever after if the scripture stopped right here. But it's not like that in real life. The story doesn't end there. Oh. Crazy love needs something more. If a man has crazy love for you, he needs to meet your parents. You're going to be angry with me, but that's okay. Look at verse 12. This is in the Bible. He tells Rachel that he is a relative of her father and the son of Rebekah. She doesn't kiss him in return. The Bible says she runs and tells her father. She didn't let a brother kiss her and keep it a secret. The Bible says she runs and tells her father. If there's some boy or young man in your life, if all he wants to do is kiss you and hug you and cuddle in secret, run and tell your father. If all he wants to do is meet in the dark, then drop him like a bad habit and run and tell your father. Like my father used to tell me, if all you want is breasts and thighs, then go to KFC or Jack in the Box. Tell him to leave you alone. You are not a spare tire. that he puts you in the back and texts you in the middle of the night and you pop out in case of an emergency. She is not a B-U-D-D-Y. She is not a friend with benefits. She's not, like we used to say back in the early 90s, a homie lover friend. She's not a summer bunny. You can't have her if only for one night. If Jacob wasn't led by God, he would tell Rachel, let me hold you tight. If only for one night, Rachel. Let me keep you near. I'll ease away all of your fears. Rachel, it would be so nice if only for one night. I won't tell a soul. Nobody has to know. We can be discreet if only for one night. But the Bible says she runs and tells her father. Don't let no brother pick you up for a date. Honk the horn and refuse to get out of the car. Waiting for you to come outside. Make him knock on the door and meet your parents with a shotgun and a bat next to the door. Make him sit down and be nervous while your father and brothers are right there. Make him tell your father some short-term goals and some long-term goals. Let him be uncomfortable for a few minutes while you upstairs getting your hair done. Like I said, I speak from experience. Honking the horn in the cold, mind you. Refusing to knock on the door. If I have a daughter and you try to, you better come and knock on that door. Turn the car off and knock on the door. I want to see you eye to eye. Tell me your 5-year plan. Even if you don't have one, make something up. Jacob